Download the top-rated DraftKings at Casino Queens Sportsbook app and use code HILLS when you sign up to get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. Must be 21 or older. Illinois only. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral services can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER. 1-800-426-2537.
Chicago Sports Morning Show with Mully and Hall. We'll be back in 60 seconds on The Score.
Your voice, your vote. In our democracy, they matter. Make yours count. Get registered, learn the issues, and vote by or on November 3rd. Visit vote411.org. This message is furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Ready to take on that painting project? Ask Sherwin-Williams and get 40% off paints and stains with sale prices starting at $23.09 October 16th through 19th. With 40% off our exceptional paints and stains, you can give some color love to your bathroom, living room, or every room in your home. Shop in-store or order online for curbside pickup. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Ducked. Top of the hour is brought to you by Gulf Mill Ford, Illinois' largest Ford dealer. Beats every deal by at least $500. Visit GulfMillFord.com. And this transition is brought to you by Aloha Restoration, restoring your home to pre-disaster condition.
This is where Chicago goes to talk Bears. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. This is Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago's home for Bears fans. WSCR and HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. A radio.com sports station. The Score!
That was not a great transition. Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 to The Score. We want to thank everyone for calling and texting and emailing.
Most of all, thank you for listening on this Thursday morning.
Yes, very much appreciated. And thanks to our executive producer, Mr. Dustin Rhodes.
Yes, sir.
What? And Kevin. Oh, what a lovely person. Kevin Zipak, just one of the nicest people you'll ever meet.
Like, this is
and of course, Ray, I don't know that we can ever thank you properly. I don't know that we can ever say enough about the contribution that you make to our show. Thank you, Ray.
He's one of the most misunderstood people.
Glorious, glorious man. And now, what a treat. We get to find out how Dan Bernstein's holding up amid all of the weight.
Morning, Dan. How are you doing?
I'm good. What's up?
Oh, look at you. It's a whole new Dan. I had heard that you had gotten control of your emotions, but I didn't believe it.
Well, no, this is, I mean, this is really just, it's all preposterous. This is, it's completely crazy. it just is. It is. And here's the thing, and I talked to multiple people yesterday. Rick Hahn is making this hire. It is Rick Hahn's hire. And Tony La Russa will only be the manager of the White Sox if Rick Hahn wants him to be. I was reassured by multiple baseball sources within and without that Jerry Reinsdorf will not force a coach or a manager on a general manager. It is not how he does business. This is, will you include my guy in an interview? Do me this favor. Interview my guy. It helps you know, fluff up his Dave Dombrowski Nashville expansion effort. Keeps his name out there. Gives him a little bit of viability. He is not going to force Rick Hahn to hire Tony La Russa.
Well, that seems, you know, okay. I mean, if you trust the people you're talking to, but it's a pretty elaborate process just to improve somebody's reputation who really doesn't need improvement.
It's a courtesy interview to allow him to have some viability as part of this Nashville expansion effort.
Then the courtesy interview, if it in fact is a courtesy interview, goes, you know, I don't say a long way, but it certainly undermines the credibility of your general manager who is in the process of entertaining the, you know, hiring somebody who's doesn't fit the description that he identified on Monday.
He doesn't have to hire him. He says, look, do me a favor and include the guy in an interview. It can't hurt. It could help. Maybe you learn something. You get to sit down with him, and he's doing his guy a favor. He will not force Rick Hahn to hire him. The only way that Tony La Russa gets hired is if Rick Hahn thinks he's the best manager of this White Sox team right now.
That's so you're dismissing what Bob Nightingale and Richard Justice have said and reported that it's his job to turn down.
Okay. I am.
Hey, while we're on that, can you maybe take a second to apologize for your statements about Bob Nightingale?
Which ones?
The idea that he was false, the report wasn't correct, that he was just sort of doing a favor for someone.
Well, no, the part that wasn't correct was that it's the top choice. He may be the first choice sequentially, but he's not Rick Hahn's top choice.
And if you're accurate, not the guy that you said was wrong.
And if it's Jerry Reinsdorf's top choice, what I've been reassured is that even if Jerry Reinsdorf in his heart of hearts would love to give him the job, he's not going to force a candidate on his general manager because he doesn't believe in that.
But Bob reported that they were going to interview the guy, and you said that that was...
No, I said there was a possibility that that was not the case. But if they are going to interview him, they can interview him. That's fine. But there are so many aspects to this story that remain questionable on every level. Because this is... Look, take a step back.
I would just say it's questionable why they would even do it then.
I agree.
Foolish to invite this kind of scrutiny.
Agreed.
And to interrupt the momentum that you created positively in the season that you were a playoff team.
100%.
And then this is a ridiculous charade. If what you're saying is true, and there's no chance that Tony La Russa is really going to be your manager, then to go through this it undermines the credibility even more that they're not considering him to me, because it's ridiculous to go through the charade.
Well, I do. It's all a matter of semantics, and I agree. I think you're absolutely right. I think the point is, this team doesn't need this right now. You don't need this. And it was sort of like the whole thing about with Jim Boylan. Well, you can fire him, but just talk to him because we like Jim Boylan. So ultimately, I think there are some similarities here in the two situations. And as we kept, and I spent weeks and months just stewing about the fact that Jim Boylan hadn't been fired yet. And everybody reassured me, smart people are in charge. They know. It's just a matter of placating all of the other forces in there before they are eventually going to make the right decision. And I think there's something very similar here. And David, you're totally right. I don't know why they invite some of this stuff. I don't know why it can't be cleaner. And this is immediately after we talked about how clean it was, how careful they were to take Ozzie Guillen's name out of it, to obviate that speculation, to take advantage of the opportunity they had to control the news cycle. And then to inject this in makes no sense, and I can't explain it. I don't know why they would invite it. I don't know why this is something that they feel helps their process. But ultimately, as of right now, I remain confident in a couple things. Rick Hahn's a lot of things. Dumb is not one of them. And I don't think that an empowered Rick Hahn is going to go against everything he said about the kind of candidate he's looking for.
Well, Rick Hahn is not dumb. He's quite the opposite. He's one of the brightest guys in a front office you're going to find by just look at his education. But you're assuming that he is empowered.
Yes.
And I guess the only answer to this is that why they would go through this, the only thing that would make any sense is if Tony La Russa were a viable candidate. And then that's a debate. Then we can debate, you know, whether or not it makes sense to hire a guy 9 years removed from his last job and he's at 76. That at least is a viable debate, defensible on one side, defensible on both sides. What they're doing now, if it is in fact a charade, is ridiculous execution of public relations, and it just doesn't really, it smacks of this sort of unprofessional approach to a professional sports organization that should be inexcusable.
Again, it's semantics though, because I don't think it's a charade. I think he is being given a legitimate interview. See, Jerry Reinsdorf respects hierarchy. And I think the only thing that he's saying to Rick Hahn, when the boss comes in and says, I'd like you to interview, I'd like you to add him to there's no predetermination that he's going to be hired. There is the general manager will make the call. I'm reassured this is Rick Hahn's call. The only thing that he's agreed to is to interview him. And there's, when I say, I didn't call it a charade, that if in fact Rick Hahn decides, I've interviewed the candidates and I now think Tony La Russa is the guy, then Tony La Russa will be the guy. And if he doesn't think that, he won't.
You're going to apologize, though, right, for what you said about Bob Nightingale?
What specifically? No.
I don't know. I don't have it in front of me, but I believe you said that it was like an opinion piece that he kind of made up and there was no truth to it, that kind of thing.
Well, no, it was,
I'm just saying, you tore into the guy pretty good.
Well, you know, over time, I have learned that a lot of his reporting comes from an agenda. A lot of his reporting is sourced because people want certain things out there. Just like his reporting last night about Dusty Baker's decision making. That half opinion, half report piece. And this is over a long period of time. So I put him in just a different category rather than
sort of objective
reporter.
So he was not right about this? Are you saying he wasn't right about it?
About Dusty?
It seems like, no, about the White Sox interviewing Tony La Russa.
No, I think what he's not right about is that he's the first choice. That's what,
well,
I specifically
he's the first interview.
But so by sequentially he is. But that's different than being their top choice, first choice. I think that the mischaracterization.
I think you might have been wrong though about what Bob Nightingale was up to. No.
No, he's carrying water for someone who planted the story for him, and the mischaracterization
that
of
false story
his top
that
choice.
That they're going to interview Tony La Russa, which now they've asked permission.
No, that's not the. It was the tweet. What he said in the tweet is that it was his job or whatever, however he phrased it. That part was not right.
Not yet. I understand what you're saying, Dan, and I think you're giving Rick Hahn a lot of credit, and I think he has earned our respect. He is the guy who made the big moves in this rebuild, but I don't think any move that is made in that organization is done without the final approval of Jerry Reinsdorf. And I think that, you know, Rick Hahn may be making this hire, but, you know, Rick Hahn then put himself in a very precarious situation to look foolish when he pivoted to do Jerry Reinsdorf a favor or Tony La Russa a favor and began the interview process sequentially by talking to a guy that didn't fit the description of the manager he described Monday after firing Ricky Renteria.
That's why I said what I said yesterday at this same time, 24 hours ago, when I said if, in fact, he is forced to hire Jerry Reinsdorf or forced to hire Tony La Russa against his better judgment, he needs to resign.
Did you hear what Bernie Miklas had to say about Tony La Russa? Because I think that, you know, it opened my eyes a little bit because we're all sort of, you know, I don't like the idea and I'm on record and we don't have to repeat ourselves. But Bernie Miklas did give us a perspective on Tony La Russa that I thought was more positive than I anticipated and more encouraging if he were to get the job, then I think it's worth talking to him again and exploring some of the things he pointed out.
I think giving Tony La Russa this job with this team at this time is insane. It is preposterous and insane. It would be.
I'm not in favor of it either.
It would be
cause for
absolute revolt.
It probably would be. Yeah.
It would be cause for absolute revolt to hire that man for this team at this time. As far as they've come, all of the positive, youthful energy that they have and everything the Brain Trust is doing, everything that Rick Hahn has done behind the scenes to modernize everything that they do in player development. And another thing that's crazy, too, is that we're having the framing of this discussion about analytics. Sounds like we're talking about it 15 or 20 years ago. We're so far beyond. Like, people still revert to, like, oh, Moneyball. Well, these guys, they know math, and they look at win probability, and they look at fan graphs. We're so far beyond that in the way teams are looking at players, developing players, radically reimagining the very tenets of player development in ways that have been completely blown up by outside think tanks and independent ways of using machine learning and different kinds of measurement. This isn't about analytics. It's about baseball being on the cusp of completely reimagining the way they develop players.
So, Dan, if you do look at analytics, generally speaking, a manager is worth what? Plus two, minus two? That seems to be the way that you look at it, that there's the players obviously have much more impact a player's war as opposed to what a manager does for a team. I guess the question is, ultimately, does it matter who they hire? If it's only a couple of games here or there, does it actually matter?
Well, I think in extreme cases it can matter just because of how business is done right now. And I actually do believe that at some point in my lifetime, we're not going to have the baseball manager as we now understand it. That it's kind of an anachronism. It's kind of a vestige.
Robot managers.
Well, no, seriously. In some way, many front offices could essentially manage the game via iPad. And you know what your win expectancies are. You know what the right moves are around the margins over time to make you more likely to win. And you will obviously still need a team leader of some kind. But I think that we're getting closer to a complete reimagination of the idea of what a baseball manager is expected to do. And it's still something about this game. And I don't know why baseball is like this. The romanticism for old and backward in baseball still is so powerful. And we hear it from broadcasters who cleave to it, and we hear it from old fans who still have this nostalgia and romanticism. We don't hear it in other sports. We don't hear people say, well, this basketball team should run the three-man weave, and they should lob it down to their big man so he can shoot a set shot. You know, it doesn't. Every other sport gets excited about the new and the different and the
grab. Yeah, not football. Not so much football. Yeah. Football goes in cycles, and all of a sudden, running the ball and playing defense is in vogue. And, oh, that's trendy because, look, they're going to running attempts matter and all those things. I think football right now, it's the Kansas City Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes and high-flying offense. But everything goes in cycles.
But it's the mechanism. It's the way it's taught, the way it's explained, the way it's measured, the way it's understood. That even in football, the technology of football, the bandwidth of football it's crazy when you see how they're teaching some of these things and what they're doing with sleep and training and everything. It's all cutting edge. And then baseball, it's like, well, you got to go out there and look that pitcher in the eye and play it by your gut because that's how it goes. And it's just still so celebrated. I'd be really happy if baseball can get on with it a little bit, embrace and celebrate some of this other stuff rather than being fearful of it.
Do you guys think that I'd be a better hire than Tony La Russa?
Well, Dan, what do you have today?
We are going to talk to James Feegan, who wrote a very measured and informed piece for The Athletic about the White Sox situation at 9:40. Kevin Fishbane has the latest on the Bears. And we got to get into what's going on in the NFL right now, because if you're looking, and I think you mentioned it earlier, Mully, the idea of general trend lines as far as this virus goes, there are alarm bells going off here. Generally, I mean, not, and you say worldwide, Europe is in trouble. We're in trouble here. I don't know how stable the NFL is going to be just because of what it means to postpone games and what it means to try to bubble up teams. I don't know what's possible. So we're going to get into some of that. We'll do the midway today. Pete Futek with the latest in the odd world of college football. That's going to be at 11. And then we're following everything that's going on with the developments with the Falcons practice facility and elsewhere.
Have a good show.
Thanks, all right, guys. Man.
Thank you very much.
Want more coverage after the Bears game? When the Bears post-game show ends, keep it on the Score for the Bears post-post-game show, starring Bears legend Olin Krutz and former NFL player Anthony Heron.
You're not playing good quarterback when you don't take a shot there.
You need to be able to come up with touchdowns and not field goals.
The Bears post-post-game show. Continued Bears coverage after the Bears post-game show, leading into Sunday Night Football on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's home for Bears fans.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to Nationals this year! Sorry, it's pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Download the top-rated DraftKings at Casino Queen Sportsbook app and use code HILLS when you sign up to get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000.
Must be 21 or older, Illinois only. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral services can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER, 1-800-426-2537.
Hey,
Hey, it's Dan Burstein here, and I hate to say it, but temperatures are dropping. Ooh, they dropped today. The leaves are turning. Most importantly, pumpkin spice is at coffee shops all over because summer is over, and the season of ghosts and goblins has arrived. Don't be freaked by the monsters hiding behind your walls. Mold and water damage can be terrifying, but the expert team at Aloha Restoration can help. And I know it from experience. These guys are good at what they do. So when the ghosts in your basement start causing you trouble, who are you going to call? Aloha Restoration. Learn more at aloharestorers.com.
Goose Island first brewed Women of the House in 2018 to honor the record number of women elected to political office and as a tribute to the women of craft beer. Goose has continued this tradition on International Women's Day each year, celebrating women in the brewing industry. This year, for the 100th anniversary of the ratification of the 19th Amendment that finally gave women the right to vote, Goose Island is releasing Women of the House this month in cans for the first time. It's available at the Fulton Street Tap Room, Clybourne Brew House, and beyond. Women of the House is a guava wheat pale ale brewed with Southern Passion, Meridian, and Belma hops, bringing various fruity flavors to the beer. Lift a can today to salute these women, and in honor of 100 years of women's suffrage and all the women who made it possible, Goose reminds you to speak up and vote. Our democracy works best when all eligible voters participate. Register now at vote.gov and make your voice heard on November 3rd.
Think you know the Home Depot? It's not just for flooring and lights for your bedroom. It's everything else for your bedroom. Mattresses you can't wait to sleep on. Warmer blankets for cooler temperatures. Get fall savings like 35% off select mattresses, plus free and flexible delivery and easy online returns. You know the Home Depot. Now you know there are even more ways to explore decor at homedepot.com. How doers get more done. Free standard shipping and residential delivery on most orders over $45 made at homedepot.com. Exclusions apply, valid through October 21st.
The 2020 presidential race is upon us. The stakes couldn't be higher, and the outcome might not be clear till long after everyone has voted. Many are predicting a repeat, or worse, of the 2000 election. That year, the presidency came down to a polarizing recount in Florida that ended at the U.S. Supreme Court.
We were faced with an attempted soft coup.
Listen to Fiasco, a Luminary original from the team that brought you Slow Burn. Available now for free on radio.com, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
To take this station with you wherever you go, download the radio.com app today and listen to this station and over 300 other stations. With the radio.com app, you can favorite your top stations for easy access and receive alerts with breaking news, contest opportunities, and more. To favorite a station, just click on the heart icon in the upper left-hand corner of your favorite station's logo. Go to your app store or radio.com/download and start listening today. Radio.com.
I'm journalist Ben Ryder, and I want to tell you about my new podcast, The Edge. Last year, the Houston Astros were caught in a massive cheating scandal, putting the legitimacy of their 2017 World Series in doubt. I'm talking to people who were there to figure out what happened. Why did the most innovative organization in the history of sports push itself not just to the edge, but over it? Listen to The Edge on radio.com, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Lawrence Holmes here. Check out my podcast, LoHo Daily. I record it every day before or after the show. And here's what it is. It's me doing stuff that I can't get to on the show. Sports stuff, geek stuff, whatever's on my mind that day. I get a long form way to do it.
And I'm glad that the Bears are out here trying to make these kickers earn their jobs.
Check out LoHo Daily. Download the latest episode now from the radio.com app or online at 670thescore.com.
Did you know that the equivalent of a garbage truck's worth of plastic is dumped in the ocean every minute? 17.6 billion pounds every year. Seabirds are dying after mistakenly eating it. I'm actor Sam Waterston, and I don't want to pollute our oceans every time I buy my groceries, go out to eat, or purchase a beverage. You deserve a plastic-free choice. Join the campaign. Go to oceana.org/plastics today.
Download the top-rated DraftKings at Casino Queen Sportsbook app and use code HILLS when you sign up to get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000.
Must be 21 or older. Illinois only. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral services can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER. 1-800-426-2537.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
This hour is brought to you by ABC Plumbing, Sewer, Heating, Cooling, and Electric.
What's your name, son?
Danny Bernstein. I'm from Deerfield, Illinois.
Dan Bernstein on Chicago's Sports Radio 670 The Score.
That's enough. Don't care. Not interested.
Insightful sports talk for your workday from one of Chicago's most respected radio professionals.
Professional what?
Professional penis.
You don't know what the hell you're doing!
Dan Bernstein.
The guy is full of hot air.
In a semi-permanent state of flatulence.
Middays on The Score.
We are broadcasting live from the Hyundai Score Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. And it's the extended dance mix today, because not only am I going to be here doing this show from 9 to noon, Jason Benetti and I are going to be the Lawrence Holmes show today. So you got me for the next little while, both today and tomorrow. I will be there as well tomorrow from noon to 2 with Cole Wright of Marquee Network, formerly the NFL Network, and we'll be able to talk all sports stuff with you. Today on this show, specifically, we have James Fegan of The Athletic joining us at 9:40. Kevin Fishbane, also of The Athletic, will give us his weekly Bears hit at 10. Midday Midway at 10:40, and then Pete Futek, college football news, and there is plenty of college football news that is coming your way at 11 with surprises along the way as well. 312-644-6767. That is the phone number at WSCR The Score. If you want to send us an email, please do. You can email us at Bernstein@670thescore.com. That's where you listen to us live. We stream at 670thescore.com. The text zone is there for you. Brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin. Save time. Shop online at RosenHyundai.com. When you text, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. And you text the same number you call, 312-644-6767. We are also on Twitter at Bernstein670. You can follow me at Dan_Bernstein. You got to download the radio.com app to stream The Score on your mobile devices. Interact with the show and the station on Facebook by liking the 670 The Score page. We are on Twitch. Brian Gertz directs our video feed. It is twitch.tv/Chicago670TheScore. And you can be a part of that conversation and that video feed as well. Jay Zawoski is our executive producer. Ray Diaz, looking at him, executioner. He is on the board mexicuting, doing all the things that he does. I want to thank a Twitter follower, and I believe I have this right, it's at Insane Mixologist, who tipped us off to an article from September of 2016. The headline of this article, and I want you to think about this in the current context of where we are now and where the White Sox are now. This is an article by Jeff Passan when he still worked for Yahoo. The headline is "The Hypocrisy of Tony La Russa and the Understandable Fears of Black Baseball Players." And this is Jeff Passan, who says, "Tony La Russa, a convicted drunk driver who managed one of the most steroid-addled clubhouses in modern baseball history, and oversees an organization that at the trade deadline passed along to multiple organizations private medical information about a player it wanted to deal, spent Wednesday," and again, this is 4 years ago, "spent Wednesday playing moralist, a role that suits him about as well as chief baseball officer for a major league franchise. The impetus behind La Russa's barrage of illogic was Baltimore Orioles outfielder Adam Jones, who called baseball a white man's sport when asked why no ball player had emulated the protests of San Francisco 49ers quarterback Colin Kaepernick. Were La Russa not so fundamentally myopic, he may well have realized he is exactly the white man of whom Jones speaks, and the worst kind at that. An authoritarian, happy to share his opinion, but not respectful enough to allow others to use their platforms in the same fashion." La Russa was on the Dan Le Batard show, and he said, "I would tell a player protesting during the anthem to sit inside the clubhouse. You're not going to be out there representing our team and our organization by disrespecting the flag. No, sir. I would not allow it. If you want to make your statement, you make it in the clubhouse, but not out there. You're not going to show it that way publicly and disrespectfully." Never mind that La Russa said this on a national radio program, or that he essentially repeated the same during an interview on Sports Illustrated's website when he questioned Colin Kaepernick's sincerity and accused him of dishonoring the American flag. Because no, Tony La Russa wouldn't dare make something about himself in a public and disrespectful manner. That would be wrong. And this goes on to discuss how baseball is a complicated place for black men, and talking about what it means. And when La Russa says, when Adam Jones says it's white, like elitist kind of sport, how much wronger can he be? We've tried to expand the black athletes' opportunity. We want the black athletes to pick not basketball or football, but want them to play baseball, and we're working to make that happen. La Russa said it's going to change because MLB wants it to change, and for someone who worked at MLB, it's awfully sanguine about that matter. And there is, this is a long piece by Passan, when La Russa says, I really distrust Kaepernick's sincerity. I never saw him do anything but promote himself. I don't know how this plays if you're Tim Anderson. How does this play? How does this play in the White Sox clubhouse? That's from 2016. How does that play? And that is what that is probably the top most respected baseball writer anywhere right now. Jeff Passan with Yahoo, the hypocrisy of Tony La Russa and the understandable fears of black baseball players. That's your guy? All right, you're going to roll with that? Have fun. Bottom of the hour is brought to you by Golf Mill Ford. Illinois' largest Ford dealer beats every deal by at least $500. GolfMillFord.com. This is one of those things where it's easy to get mad about how preposterous this is, and I don't understand why the White Sox are doing what they're doing. I don't understand why they decide to time this up the way that they do, because it doesn't. It really doesn't make any sense. I thought David Hall put it really well. It doesn't make sense, and it doesn't seem to be good business, just like it wasn't good business extending Jim Boylan when everybody around the league knew he couldn't coach and also had issues with the way that he dealt with people and dealt with players. And I was reassured. I kept being reassured that everything would be fine, that smart people are in charge, and this too shall pass, and it'll all settle out, and things will be cool. And I am cautiously optimistic that that is also the case here. People who know Jerry Reinsdorf better than I and who have worked with him say that he would never and will never, ever force a general manager to hire a coach or a manager because it's just not what he believes in. It's not how he does business. If, in fact, he has simply said, give the guy an interview, we'll let people make what they want of the interview, then Rick Hahn may say, even though he would prefer not to or would prefer to have full control over the operation, may say, look, you own the team. I will interview him. There will be fair consideration as a full and reasonable candidate. And he is still going to be allowed. Rick Hahn will be allowed to make the call on who he's going to hire. And we would think it's based on the descriptions that he provided when he was asked what he's looking for. And this is funny. The 773, I like Tony La Russa now. The 630 says, well, I think you just sold half the fan base on La Russa. Well, it's not about the fan base in that regard. It's about your team. It's about your players. It's about everybody in that clubhouse and how different our world is from September 14th of 2016 when this article was first written and where we are now and what we know and what players consider to be okay. And for him to have said, I really distrust Colin Kaepernick's sincerity. I never once saw him do anything but promote himself. And this is more Jeff Passan. This is how Tony La Russa wants you to see Colin Kaepernick and Adam Jones and everyone else who crosses the threshold and those of his ilk long ago marked. Their words, their actions are inextricably linked with even a result of their failures. It's one of the oldest tricks, like blaming poverty on the impoverished. And it reinforces the power structures onto which men like La Russa cling. La Russa's defensiveness was that of a man threatened. His invocation of patriotism and reverence for the flag was nothing more than a canard. True patriotism is the recognition of speech, however uncomfortable it may be, and real reverence of the stars and stripes is the understanding that it is a symbol of that very freedom. Perhaps between now and the end of the season, a Diamondbacks player will choose to exercise that freedom, and in the process, show La Russa as someone whose bark is bigger than his bite, or whose stubbornness will make him look even worse. Either way, Tony La Russa's words on Wednesday were plenty, full of hypocrisy and hubris and privilege, everything Adam Jones talked about fearing, and rightfully so. September 14th, 2016. That's the same Tony La Russa. And I ask you, is that the guy who you're going to have strolling into that clubhouse telling Tim Anderson what to do and when to do it? I wouldn't. I sure wouldn't want to upset it. I wouldn't want to upset the energy, the agency, in large part the autonomy that you have embraced with this team, embracing the energy and multiculturalism of this particular dugout and clubhouse, change the game. And we can joke about what he would say after a bat flip. It's deeper than that. It's deeper than that. La Russa, in his own words, is representative of something backwards and not just baseball backwards. Backwards on more important things. This is not the time or the place, and certainly not a team that I care about. No, sir. And I would love to know what is being said in those White Sox player group chats right now as they're discussing these things. He said these things. He thought these things. And I don't know if he thinks them now. But if he comes in for an interview, I'm printing this out, and I'm bringing these words back, and I'm bringing back what was said to Sports Illustrated, what was said on the Levitard show, and the comments that he made that clearly do indeed, as Jeff Passan says, reinforce exactly this power structure that is not one of equality in the game. It is one that benefits people like him. When he wraps himself in patriotism in a way that's completely improper and wrong, and then tries to strip away the truth and the personhood of Colin Kaepernick, when he dismisses it as disingenuous, when we now know not only is it not, we also know he was right. And we can look back at what Tony La Russa said 4 years ago and know better. And that can inform our judgment as to whether or not you actually want him managing your team. And if the larger part of this regarding his Nashville Dave Dombrowski expansion effort, if that's part of it too, and Nashville will have to decide if they want it as part of that. Because this is who he is. There's nothing wrong here. There's nothing here that isn't on the record, written in fact. Everything that Jeff Passan wrote for Yahoo before he joined ESPN. He said black ball players do talk with each other. And they wonder about why this is the case. They don't want to believe the sport they love is fundamentally racist, that there's some conspiracy against black ball players. But they know the number is 8%. Less than one of every dozen major leaguers is black. It's more than half the number of a quarter century ago, about a third of baseball at its peak. And even if baseball hasn't actively sought to keep them out of the game, it's sat around while the demographics changed and did nothing to plug the leak. And it's left with a truth that African-American ballplayers have said among themselves, that Adam Jones elucidated publicly. And this is, and now, we know now, all of this stuff has been laid bare in the last 4 years. This stuff, the fact that this was written 4 years ago, people weren't paying attention to it, or maybe caring about it as much. But we're so far beyond that now. You want to go backward? You want to go backward baseball-wise? You want to go backward to some of this stuff that Tony La Russa thinks? I don't. James Fegan is going to join us next to talk more about the White Sox on The Score.
Listen to Lawrence Holmes weekdays noon to two on The Score.
Chuck Pagano, I love the game that he called. I love that they diversified their blitzing, that you saw some zero coverage stuff yesterday. We're just sending everybody. You saw them do all sorts of things where you get a James Waters sack. Like, I thought it was one of his best games as defensive coordinator for the Bears.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to two on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com on radio.com sports station.
This segment was brought to you by O'Reilly Auto.
Progressive presents The Sounds of the Old World.
The year is 2019, and someone is waiting for the previews to start in a movie theater.
Hey, you want anything? Popcorn? Soda? No, nothing?
This has been The Sounds of the Old World.
Brought to you by Progressive, where drivers can still switch and save like it's 2019.
Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Week 5 of football is in the books, and now it's time to review the tape and get ready for Week 6. There's no better place to get in on all the action than with DraftKings at Casino Queen Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. To add to the excitement of Week 6, DraftKings at Casino Queen Sportsbook is bringing back their can't-miss offer. If you haven't tried the DraftKings at Casino Queen Sportsbook app yet, head to the App Store now, because you don't want to miss this. DraftKings at Casino Queen Sportsbook is giving all new users the chance to receive a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. On top of that great sign-up offer, DraftKings offers great odds boosts every Sunday to help you make it rain. Don't worry, football isn't for you. DraftKings is giving you, the basketball fan, a 200% profit boost on any basketball market once you sign up. DraftKings is safe, reliable, and secure, making it easy for you to deposit and withdraw your money at your convenience. Download the top-rated DraftKings at Casino Queen Sportsbook app now, and use promo code Chicago when you sign up to get up to $1,000. That's code Chicago to get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000 for a limited time only with DraftKings at Casino Queen Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Illinois only. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral services can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER, 1-800-426-2537.
Download the top-rated DraftKings at Casino Queen Sportsbook app and use code HILLS when you sign up to get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. Must be 21 or older. Illinois only. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral services can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER, 1-800-426-2537.
Look around. Could your home decor use a fall refresh? Then look around HomeDepot.com. You'll see furniture from sofas to ottomans and decor from pillows to linens, all with free and flexible delivery and easy online returns. More fall savings means more ways to bring out your style. Get 30% off select furniture and decor and settle into a new season at HomeDepot.com. How doers get more done. Free standard shipping and residential delivery on most orders over $45 made at HomeDepot.com. Exclusions apply, valid through October 21st.
You've been camping in your backyard, cycling in your living room. You've been enjoying rain showers in your bathroom, campfires on your TV screen. You've been counting stars and birds from your window and holding family cookouts in the kitchen. Now, get ready to go. Go on a real vacation. Take the wheel at your nearest RV dealer or at GoRV.com.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Listen to Lawrence Holmes weekdays noon to 2 on The Score.
MLB insider Josh Nelson.
In the last 2 weeks of the season, where you have to shift now, and as a manager, it goes from making sure that everybody is getting along and playing well together to I need to think about strategy. I need to line up my pitching rotation. I need to start getting my bullpen and understanding what relievers I can go to. And unfortunately for Rick Renteria, it just seemed like every decision that he was making blew up in his face. And that's unfortunate because I thought they had a very good 2020 season, but they finished the last 10 games of the regular season 2-8, and they lost 2 out of 3. They lost the last two games after winning game 1 of the wild card series. And it kind of leaves a taste in your mouth that even though this was a good season, the White Sox could have done more.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com on radio.com sports station.
James Fegan gives us his opinion on the White Sox situation in 60 seconds on The Score.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. You'll proudly mow the lawn. Ask if anybody noticed you mowed the lawn. Tell people to stay off the lawn. Compare it to your neighbor's lawn. And complain about having to mow the lawn again. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance. Which, of course, will go right into the lawn. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
The Dan Bernstein Show. Weekdays 9 a.m. to noon.
MLB insider Craig Calcaterra.
But it wouldn't shock me if Theo's looking at his next job because, like you said, you know, every 10 years they got to do something else. And what would be a better challenge for him than going to the long-ridiculed Mets organization with a brand-new owner who might spend money? He's already a Hall of Famer, but that would definitely seal it.
Dan Bernstein. Weekdays 9 a.m. to noon on Sports Radio 670 The Score. A radio.com sports station.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
I understand you might have come close this offseason to considering going back to managing. Why'd you decide against it?
It's not your age that dictates whether you should manage. We had a very proactive coaching staff, great coaches that really embraced information. We believe in its place. And what's happened is the game is being overwhelmed by percentages and numbers. And the value of the coaches, scouts, and observational analytics, you know, you watch and you see, it's being disrespected. So the game is really not as entertaining right now. Percentages don't take into account the head, the heart, and the guts of a player that day. So there are times you say, man, I'd like to get back and help correct the balance.
Not here. That's an argument he's having with himself that no one else is really having. That was In Depth with Graham Bensinger, Tony La Russa, in February of 2020. Bottom of the hour is brought to you by Golf Mill Ford, Illinois' largest Ford dealer. Beats every deal by at least $500. GolfMillFord.com. James Fegan covers the White Sox for The Athletic, and he is on Twitter at JR Fegan. He's with us on the Alpamonte Ford Hotline, Alpamonte Ford in Melrose Park. James, how are you?
I'm okay. This is better than paying bills, so.
This has been a very, very odd story, and I think it's reasonable to sort of pull back a little bit and look at this Tony La Russa dalliance for what it is. And I thought you did a good job handling it in your article. It remains extremely unlikely that Rick Hahn, whose hire this is going to decide that, yes, at this time for this team, Tony La Russa is the guy to take them into the next stage of this wide open championship window. I mean, this is what I can't figure out is why publicly they wanted to inject this into it.
I mean, in reaching out about it yesterday, I certainly didn't get the impression that they were, the White Sox as a whole were enjoying it being debated publicly. I would think that's possible. I mean, Tony La Russa's connection to the White Sox and why this is probably, has so much steam is probably where it's coming from as well. I mean, he's connected to the ownership. That's where the strength of relationship is. So I didn't see it as I think it's an ownership-driven sort of candidacy at this point. And, you know, obviously that holds a lot of sway. I mean, that's the guy who signs the checks and obviously has final authority on things, but it didn't strike me as a front office-driven development, so to speak.
Have you been reassured, as I have? And when I reached out yesterday, from every front, I was told, this is Rick Hahn's hire. And that has not changed, regardless of who he may be interviewing at anyone else's behest.
I saw that report from you, and I that looked on the mark for me. I didn't get the same level of like absolute that line wasn't spoken to me in the same way because I was at that point you had already put it out there, so I was just kind of pursuing different angles on that point. But yeah, that lines up with me, and I think what Rick said, there's often times where he can't speak to directly about what he's going to do, or he can't give you a name about what he's going to hire, but usually when something develops or pops up, it's not out of step with the basic guidelines that he gave you a few months prior or a few weeks earlier. Like he doesn't lie in these public statements. So when he says that they don't want to be insular anymore in their hires, and that was another thing that kind of struck me as not pointing in the direction of La Russa, and that they're looking for someone more recent experience, that's just all kind of pointing me a lot towards the direction of AJ Hinch and the other kind of names that floated around than Tony. So, yeah, it was my perception that this was, even though this is very prominent, and even though when you give an interview to someone like this who has been out of the game for nearly a decade, that obviously should call a lot of attention. My general expectation toward the manager search has not changed dramatically from Monday and from what everyone else was expecting based off coming out of the presser on Monday.
What do you know about the actual timing of this? Because if you want to talk to AJ Hinch or Alex Cora, they're not eligible until the final out of the World Series. So does that mean we're looking at just a time horizon where that's going to be sort of the first limiting factor?
That is my understanding, yes, that basically you can't have any kind of real formal interview with them until afterwards. I think that would be, I don't know the exact rules, but I think that would at least also be just a terrible look. I mean, you can't be interviewing people who are currently suspended. So, and from my understanding, there can't really be an announcement of any hire during the World Series. So even if they were settled on something before then, they would have to wait. And I don't know why you wouldn't go through the process. I can't imagine them being so set upon La Russa that they would not even go through the process of interviewing others. And even if they were set upon La Russa, they would have to wait. So it makes me think that, yeah, there's a long time before the dust settles, and it involves the entire postseason ending before that happens.
More than one person I've talked to, James, believes that Cora is going back to Boston. It seems to be the prevailing sentiment right now is that when they moved out Ron Renneke, it's because they're like, okay, you served your time, you did your rip, and now we want you back because we think you're a good manager. You hearing anything like that?
I've heard talk of that. I've also heard talk that, like, that's not really what the new executive, Hein Bloom, would want, that he would want to do his own thing. I don't report on the Red Sox, so I can't, like, speak super informatively on it, but I've heard kind of both ways on that. That would stand the reason why it seems a lot more like there's more direct sourcing on Hinch to the White Sox than Cora, that there's some other forces pulling Cora away, but I can't say too in-depth exactly where Alex Cora is going.
Where do you think Sandy Alomar Jr. fits in the discussion here?
I would expect him to get an interview. I mean, this is a guy who they've been interested in the past. This is a guy who has only burnished his resume in the meantime. This is a guy who's worked with a progressive, you know, statistically oriented front office and management team in Cleveland and had success. And this is a guy who literally was managing down the stretch and certainly seemed to, out-tactician your guy in the final week. So I would think he's done everything to earn himself continued candidacy. His name has not been as prominently up as Hinch, and you know, I wouldn't consider him a favorite by any means, but yeah, I don't see why Sandy Alomar is less of a candidate than he was, you know, 5 years ago when they were talking about adding him as the bench coach.
I'd love to know what else is going on with the White Sox behind the scenes, and if in fact the high profile firings of Renteria and Don Cooper are also concurrent with the ongoing reexamination of scouting and player development, and not just due to revenue issues and belt tightening due to COVID, but Rick has, like you say, he's been pretty open about a lot of this stuff and about how quickly teams are changing the way they look at development and how they measure different traits and skills. Are you aware of ongoing efforts in that regard that maybe we're not asking about or paying attention to?
I mean, the last 2 years in talking to Cooper, it was very apparent that he was undertaking a lot of efforts to modernize and, you know, incorporate a lot of what they're giving him. I remember having a talk with Lucas Giolito near the end of 2019 and him just talking about, like, oh, yeah, the information we're getting from our pitching coaches, from Cooper and Hassler, is so much different from what it was last year. It's so much more enhanced. We get so much more, it's a lot more common for us to go look at Edgertronic video of our release point and kind of adjust things start to start. That it wouldn't be happening on a day-to-day basis before that. So it seemed like that sort of, both with that happening at the major league level and just basically every pitching prospect talking about, like, oh, Everett Tiefert showed me how my four-seamer works on the TrackMan, and now I do this. Or Matt Zaleski gave me a changeup grip that pairs off my riding four-seamer and whatnot. It seemed like the last 2-3 years, especially with guests on their helm for player development, has been all about pushing in that direction. You know, up until this point, I would say that, you know, yeah, he's not ahead of the curve, but the major league pitching staff and Cooper have been kind of pretty cooperative in terms of moving alongside that. But my thought would always be like, well, how much do you want to go along with, you know, having someone keep pace, but maybe, you know, having someone who's ahead of the curve? Obviously, that seems to be what they're probably going to be trying to move in the direction of now, but it's something that's been building for the last few years.
And that's what it comes down to with me, is the larger baseball trends of smoothing the lines or knocking down the walls between the front office and the dugout. That's across the game. That's happening everywhere. And it would really surprise me if, with all of these efforts going on, they would go back to that hard wall, because it just doesn't make sense. It just wouldn't be smart business. And Rick Hahn is smart when it comes to baseball business. So I think it would make sense to bring in a manager who is aware of that new dynamic, embraces that new dynamic, and isn't afraid of being, in larger part, an extension of front office thinking.
Right. When you hire a manager at this point, you're hiring basically a partner to execute your baseball plan with the GM. You're not looking, I mean, for some of the reason, you're just not seeing the same, like, big personalities, very, you know, go-by-gut managers across the league anymore. It's because these guys are not kind of just hands-off and do what you will with the club. It's very much like, are you going to work hand-in-hand with us? Are you going to be someone that we can, you know, have a steady line of communication with and be part of our larger plan? Like, you know, Rick Renteria these past 4 years has been someone who's had to very much put himself as part of the plan in terms of, you know, knowing that he's not going out with the top prospects every day and that he's going to have to wait for talent. And, you know, if anything, that was at points an item of debate, or, you know, maybe friction as far as, like, how quickly he was able to get, you know, Luis Robert and Nick Madrigal. But that's the sort of relationship that you need, that you have to understand that this is part of a larger effort, or that it could be a multi-year plan and stuff like that. But yeah, I would say that having someone in like La Russa, who very much you would expect him to come in and do his own thing, and not necessarily someone who's just going to not pitch Dylan Cease a third time to the order because the front office told him to, that doesn't seem like a perfect fit.
Indeed. Thank you, James Fegan, as always, for the well-grounded and informed stuff on the White Sox. Appreciate it.
I try.
James Fegan of The Athletic. The top of the hour is brought to you by Golf Mill Ford, Illinois' largest Ford dealer. Beats every deal by at least $500. GolfMillFord.com. Let's talk Bears. They are 4-1, and they're looking at an NFL landscape that is increasingly having to deal with the realities of COVID-19. If you're just joining us, the Atlanta Falcons had an assistant coach test positive. They've shut down their facility today. There is a connection to the Carolina Panthers, who are now on heightened watch in case they're in the incubation period and positives may come out of there. But as of now, that Bears game remains unaffected. And we'll talk about the Bears' preparations for the Panthers with Kevin Fishbane next on The Score.
Bears fans, stay tuned to The Score all week as we get you ready for Bears-Panthers. Can the 4-1 Bears finally put four quarters of solid offense together? We're talking Bears right up to game time on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's home for Bears fans.
Hey, it's Jay Zawoski. I've got to tell you about my new favorite NFL bet this season. I've been playing same game parlays on FanDuel Paradise Sportsbook, and it's the most fun I've ever had betting. And I finally won on Monday, and then I lost on Tuesday. But hey, they're pretty simple. All you have to do is combine multiple bets from one game into a single parlay. This way, the payouts are even bigger when you win. What's cool, too, is FanDuel will refund the first same game parlay you lose on any NFL game each week up to $10. That means you can bet a different parlay risk-free every NFL week all season long. I love to play these same game parlays on the isolated game. Monday night, Thursday night, Sunday night, the occasional Tuesday night. And if you like my picks, I'll tell you about them the day of the game. Go ahead and bet them. You'll get $10 back if we don't win. Now, there is one catch. FanDuel is the only sportsbook app that has these same game parlays. And you may have heard that Illinois is requiring new users to create their accounts in person at a sportsbook, but for a limited time, that requirement's been waived. So act fast to sign up right from the FanDuel Paradise Sportsbook app before it's too late. And if you don't already have a FanDuel account, just use promo code J when you sign up so they know I sent you. That's FanDuel Paradise Sportsbook, promo code J. 21 plus and present in Illinois and Indiana. Refund issued is non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Max refund is $10. Terms apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in Indiana, call 1-800-9-WITH-IT.
Okay, so you're between me.